All right, so we got. Let's get back to business because we're all under the time pressure here. But in regards to Free Speech Radio News, this is an extremely serious situation. Free Speech Radio News has been has decided to close down the newscast if they can't find funding by the 20th of December. So very serious situation on many levels. For the affiliates program, it's really a they call in permaculture a type one problem. You know, this is will be the basis of many other problems if this really happens. I don't know. Let's just say it's just a very fundamental situation for the affiliates program. It puts the program in jeopardy because FSRN is really one of the two pillars still of the affiliates program. So it's a very, very serious situation for us, which will have enormous repercussions. The least being that on December 20th, there is going to be a hole in a large amount of our affiliate schedules where the newscast is, and that alone is a very serious problem. So,
are you aware on the GRC list that there are at least four letters now that have been sent to Arlene and to you and to Pacifica?
What are they saying? What are they saying?
Well, did you read the Norm Stockwell letter?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay.
I haven't read them yet. Can you summarize them? Because that actually would be interesting.
It's boomeranging. Let me read the letter, and then you'll know what everybody else is supporting. Dear Ms. Engelhart, it has come to our attention that one of our last remaining national programs from Pacifica, Free Speech Radio News, is in crisis and is, in fact, on the verge of ceasing production within a matter of weeks. We want to speak to you plainly. We are severely concerned and saddened. This would not only leave an immediate gaping hole in the program schedule over 100 stations across the country, it would leave Pacifica without one of only two flagship daily news programs. It would leave hundreds of reporters from around the world without a lifeline and a dedicated, resourceful staff of radio producers out on the curb. It would leave hundreds of thousands of Pacifica listeners without access to crucial original reporting from around the globe. Free Speech Radio News has been a testament of the power of a progressive media network, a beacon in so much smog. It is nothing short of amazing that they have existed for 10 years. It seems both an utter tragedy and a failure of our collective dreams as a network to kill this program now. We understand that the Pacifica Network has a contractual obligation to the production of this program, and it is in arrears for over $100,000 to them. We understand that that on these terms and with little notice, the rug is being pulled out from under the program. Their staff and board do not have the time to continue developing additional revenue streams if they cannot make payroll this month. WORT-FM has been a Pacifica affiliate since the affiliates program began. National programming is one of the main reasons stations like ours choose to affiliate with Pacifica. We are an independent station, and we have to make hard choices every day about how we budget our own station expenses. If Pacifica, as a network, does not provide national program that we rely on, we have to consider our rationale for affiliation. We cannot fund a network solely out of charity, especially one that does not fulfill or respect our needs and is not prudently managed, responsibly governed, and fiscally solvent. Our listeners would not stand for that. We understand the network is experiencing tumultuous and tempestuous times. We also understand that it is management's discretion to allocate funds. We neither understand nor agree with the choice you are making. There are other options. Pacifica should recognize the value of its national programming. It is the heart of the network. To sacrifice the core assets in a time of crisis seems short-sighted. Programs with this legacy are not able to be immediately jump-started again. It takes time to build a quality production, grow an audience, and develop revenue streams. To defund this program now with no warning is to kill it, most likely forever. In our opinion, it would be sacrificing one of the core components of Pacifica's raison d'etre, one that delivers the greatest benefits to the most people, including hundreds of thousands of Pacifica listeners and the network of affiliate stations. And it comes from Molly Stentz, the news director, and Norm Stockwell, operations director of the staff collective of WART and the board of directors. And then there's one from Lisa Rudman from Making Contact, saying that she feels similar to what Norm and Molly wrote. The producers, reporters, and administrators at Free Speech are our colleagues and compatriots. We've grown up together as organizations in independent media. We share freelancers. We share similar values and missions. We stand with Free Speech Now and are composing a letter to Pacifica advocating for the prioritization of paying free speech more towards what is owed, even amidst the pressures of other bills. And so they're asking, as we finalize this letter, if you all have particular aspects you feel we can address from our position as non-Pacifica-funded third-party free program provider and plain old concerned colleagues outside of the inner Pacifica family, please advise. So now it's gone out to everybody. And then Elizabeth Robinson wrote, on Free Speech, "Dear Arlene, we only briefly met, but I am aware that you have assumed your position at Pacifica in a very difficult time. Nonetheless, we write to support the eloquent letter by Molly Stentz and Norm Stockwell. I would only add that Free Speech will lose value if it becomes merely a site that cobbles together sound produced elsewhere. The original notion that people indigenous to far-flung places provide us invaluable insights into their context must be protected. As I am outside of Free Speech and Pacifica, I can't say from whence the economic problems come. Maybe Free Speech needs to look at its own processes, but I would think that assistance in doing that should come from Pacifica. All of this comes at a moment when various channels of information are being closed, and that makes Free Speech Radio News existence all the more important." And that's from Elizabeth Robinson. So it's already, catapulting.
So now as far as what's happening on our end, Arlene and I have been discussing it, and I'll let Arlene speak for herself, but on my end, what I'm trying to do is find, if possible, some source of funding to at least stop the end of the broadcast on December 20th. And I've been speaking with the best shot I have at a funder, somebody that I've been working with for a while now regarding the Portal Project. And so he's kind of been on board in terms of working with Pacifica to look for funding and kind of using the momentum of that. He and I and Nathan Moore have been, meeting to talk about how we can start to work together to not only find a short-term solution for the money, but how to, make it part of a longer-term plan for sustainability, which kind of brings in the Portal Project and other ways that we can work together to kind of put on make a mutual effort for long-term plans. Clearly, the funding model just isn't working. There's too much vulnerability. As I understand it, a lot of this happened because of a sudden decrease in CPB funding. And so it just seems like we've come to the point where, in fact, the future is now, and we need a new paradigm, or at least to add a paradigm to what we're doing to bring things together more. So Free Speech Radio News has been very receptive to talking with us about it, and in fact, tonight after this meeting, we're going to meet again and talk some more. And so I don't know if it's possible for me to succeed at finding funding or not. If any of you have any other ideas, I'm certainly open to it. I think that we're very rapidly developing a very constructive conversation between, you know, my office and Free Speech Radio News in terms of trying to put this all in a context that a funder could find attractive. And my hope is that will lead to, you know, more protracted ongoing dialogue between us to keep things going, because clearly this is a dialogue that involves, as we can see, all of the affiliates and the meaning and the survival of the program. And so, oh, it all came a lot faster than I had hoped it would, but here it is. So all I can say is, you know, we're trying to keep up, and Arlene has, you know, graciously basically given me a free hand to move ahead however I know best. And I guess I'll stop there and let you speak for yourself, Arlene.
Well, I can't say how disturbed I am that it's come to this, and how much of a serious, serious problem we have in the national office right now. The combination of severe cuts in CPB funding, quite a bit more than we had expected, along with problems really at three stations, Washington, New York, and KPFA, have put us in a position where we are scrambling to make payrolls. And this is, although the first incident of that happened in September, it has multiplied in the last really 30 days. And I don't have a lot of answers beyond that. I wish I had a magic wand. I wish I could come up with something. I am anxiously waiting for Laverne, who's out with practically pneumonia this week, to get back in so that we can really sit down and go over the cash flow very, very carefully, see if there isn't somewhere that we can squeeze out a little more money. But at this moment, I'm not extremely hopeful. I'm very grateful to Ursula for the work that she's involved in and for the approach that she's taking. And I've certainly offered to lend a hand in any way that I can to that effort, and she's doing a great job with it.
Pardon me.
Yes?
This is Jessica from KPFT. I don't know if I've been recognized as being part of the meeting, and I don't know if there's a stack yet to speak.
No, there isn't. Jessica, this is Jim, and we were just talking about FSRN, and I don't know when you joined us, but Arlene was just speaking, and she may have some more to say before we take questions. I don't know. Arlene, is there something else you'd like?
I've basically got one other point, and that is that at our staff meeting, which is basically the managers and the and Ursula and Brian, the managers of the stations, in other words, our key staff, and Laverne here, today it was a major topic of discussion, and we will be continuing that and moving forward. And I just wish I had more answers.
I'd like to add one more thing, too, is I did speak with Jim today about it as a, you know, as the affiliate representative, and he... because I really do think the key, if we have any chance of getting a major donor, and we'll see, I don't know, but if we, our chances increase if we come to a donor with a comprehensive plan, not just a request mm-hmm. for a rescue. And so I've asked Jim to kind of get involved with that, because he really does represent, in one sense, some of the stakeholders in this.
Right, and he represents a station that has been one of the many that have, you know, sent me pleas, and totally understandably, because I know how much they use Free Speech Radio News as a part of their local news broadcast.
Yeah, so Jim has agreed to get involved as well. And, you know, I mean, if anything good can come of this, it would be that it's forced us all to get serious about talking about this. And we can. My hope is that we can do more than just talk about it, that we actually can accomplish something. But, you know, we're doing what we can. It's 2 weeks is just a hell of a turnaround. I mean, it's not even 2 weeks. It's less. So it's just it's almost impossible turnaround. But
and it's the holidays. People travel.
And it's the holidays. Yeah.
Just treat
them
like
you know, you know, there's something very compelling about the 11th hour too. And so, you know, I certainly am going forward with this with as much optimism as one can possibly have. You know, we're going to do what we can. And in some ways, Jim, your presentation, you know, supports the ideas that we're working on, because the portal is all really about making connections stronger between people and community radio. So, you know, what you were saying was very interesting, and we should really think about incorporating those ideas into our plans as a, you know, as a way to make it a stronger, you know, process.
Okay, let us, Jim, we'll start with a stack, and I know so far that I want to speak, but I'll let Jessica speak first because she hasn't had an opportunity to yet. And then Teresa is on the stack. Did I just hear Campbell take a breath?
Yes.
Did you want to say something as well, Campbell?
Yes.
Okay,
and
so
Dina.
You will be after Teresa. And then I will speak after you.
I think Dina.
Oh, did Dina want to be in there too?
Yeah, I've asked for it.
Okay, sorry about that, Dina. Do you mind going after me, or would you prefer to go before me?
I would like to go on.
Okay. So, Jessica, you can start.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have an idea about maybe one way to handle this with minimal interruption. Well, that's kind of funny. Some of the weekends that are coming up, some people I think will be home. And I don't know, talking to the programmers at my station, I would be up to talking to them on the weekend and maybe seeing if we can do a best of news, like an open house, so that we can catch listeners on the weekends. I hear a lot of complaints at our station at KPFT about how we do too much music on the weekend, and I think that it would be a nice little Christmas present just for those weekends to kind of do an open house for those that don't usually tune in. And, you know, kind of do some best-of stories that have happened over the year in the past, things that are real important that have happened that have come to fruition later. And then when people want to donate, instead of setting up a telephone situation, we can just point them to the website if they're capable. They can do the tip jar. And if there is a way to do a phone where you man one phone, one person, maybe the programmers that are here, you know, I would be willing, like I said, to speak to the programmers, maybe, you know, collect more funds overall. And maybe run that at our station as well as others.
This is Chandra. I need to jump in because I don't think legally we can advertise do a fundraiser for another program on Pacifica unless we get a special waiver. Isn't that correct, Arlene?
Yes, that is correct.
Do you think we can get a special waiver? You think we can get a special waiver for all the stations, or at least the ones that want to do it?
It might be possible on that short of notice, but I am somewhat doubtful. Now, if people were doing something that was not really on the airwaves and were telling people about a function, that would be legal.
Although it's a little easier to accomplish because we're talking about a Pacifica program, we're not talking
right.
about another nonprofit. We're talking about we can fundraise for the archives two days a year. It does
right.
seem that we
right.
could do some sort of fundraising for Free Speech Radio News, which is under the Pacifica umbrella. It's not a separate.
It is a separate organization, though. It's a separate 501c3.
Oh, is it? I didn't know.
Yeah, where the archives are part of Pacifica.
Okay, that's an important distinction.
Yeah, that's an important
that's
distinction
right
there. That is the difference.
Is it my turn yet?
They're in our archives.
Let's see. So Teresa was next.
Yeah, it has always concerned me since we had
a development director on the national level for such a short time, and then she took another job. It seems to me that it's so obvious that there are places in Pacifica that we can get grants. If we don't hire a development director on the national level, I don't understand why we don't hire a grant writing service to write some grants to support news. I also don't understand why we can't just start making announcements during and after Free Speech Radio News, after our regular newscasts, and say, if you support and appreciate this program as well as news, please consider going to Pacifica.org and putting money in the wallet for the news program.
I think actually the newscast FSRN does do that.
Well,
I
mean,
think
I think
at the end of the newscast
should,
they ask
but
for
this
money.
Doesn't have to go. This doesn't have to go straight to FSRN. It can come.
Yeah,
to
I
us.
Know. I'm just saying. I think they do that.
I mean, I don't think we have to get permission to do this. I mean, we can solicit this. We could even give out a phone number. Start giving a phone number for somebody that sits somewhere at a number and takes these calls and takes contributions toward news. And in fact, I did give a contact or a lead to Nathan Moore today. I hope that somebody will call him about it. And we could also, I mean, it only has to be about four sentences and say, if you appreciate this program or what's brought to you as news on this station, we have a challenge grant, and if we receive $30,000 by such and such, this person will kick in another $30,000. Just
but
call
Teresa,
in with your pledge to blah blah blah. Why can't we do that after every news show?
Because I don't think the stations will appreciate it. Anyway, I'm sorry, I'm speaking out of turn.
Let's continue. If you'd like to be added to the stack.
I'm sorry, I should.
The stations won't appreciate it.
I'm sorry, I should keep my mouth shut.
You can come back to it.
I'll
put you on after at the bottom of the stack. You done yet, Teresa? Or,
That's the second time today I'm just speechless. It never ceases to make. I don't see how stations can say no. We either hang together or we hang separately. This money is not going to FSRN. It's going to Pacifica Foundation to meet our contractual obligations. If we don't meet our contractual obligations, we could very well be sued and go into receivership. So let's pay our contracts, and that's just no question. There's no questioning this. This has to be done. So I certainly don't have a problem with Arlene giving us directions to do this, and I don't think it's an appropriate approach saying, well, I don't think the stations will let us do that. I'm sorry. It's for their own good.
Does
Thank
WPFW
you.
Count?
Chandra, you're out of turn there.
I'm sorry.
Let's go next to Campbell. But I will add you to the stack if you want, Chandra.
Jim,
just a reminder,
sure.
In 10 minutes, I really do need to use the call.
It is 9:45 East Coast time, so we have 15 minutes left in the in our call. So
I would like to make one more sentence about my statement. We have to think out of the box. This is not a contribution to FSRN. This is a contribution to Pacifica, and Pacifica is responsible about meeting its contractual obligation. Thank you.
Okay. Campbell.
Point of information, how much do we owe FSRN?
Is this something we can talk about on a live stream?
Oh, maybe not. Okay. I'm sorry.
Campbell, you're next.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. I think that Ursula answered that particular question, Richard, because she said that we need to put this in a broader context. and the question came up pertaining to WPFW, and we just had a, quote, successful fund drive, but the successful fund drive was one where the messages were pure desperation. And, you know, you got to help us or else we aren't going to be here, kinds of messages. And, you know, you can only do that so long before you really get diminishing returns. And the thing that I would say, I'm glad to work with Ursula on this, moving forward. But first thing is, do we know of, or does anyone know of, some angels? And I don't know if you know what I'm mentioning. In fundraising circles, angels are people with deep pockets who can come, who have a passion for, your subject matter, and subject matter being broadcasting here. If we have some angels that we can identify, one, or foundations that are prior supporters of broadcasting and, of course, preferably community broadcasting, that would be ideal. And if we have, I would say, I hate to use the word template around Pacifica people, but if we have some kind of format, I mean, I'm used to putting together business plans, strategic plans, and whatnot for banking and for, foundations and whatnot like that. But, I'm not familiar with, what is looked for in terms of an individual who is a broadcasting expert or professional, what they're looking for insofar as the particular elements that they see as being, effectively, essential to showing that you can operate a proposal in a viable fashion. So what I guess I'm asking for now is a fair amount of information that may be better communicated off stream than on stream. But I think we absolutely need this in order to be able to move forward in a very short time frame to achieve, some substantial results. And if everyone was, listening to that very closely, I think that we can possibly, move forward in that context. So I'm about trying to solve the problems. Okay, that's all.
Okay. Well, I guess it's my turn next. And what I wanted to briefly ask Ursula and Arlene is how much information can we share with affiliates about how it's about all that is going on financially in Pacifica with the cuts from CPB, et cetera, and that it's not a question of money being spent elsewhere. It's no longer having the money to be able to support many different things around the network without much notice. How much of that kind of information, along with making the affiliates more aware that the amount of money that they give does not all go to Free Speech Radio News or to Democracy Now. How much education do we need to do with affiliates to let them better understand the picture? Can either of you answer that before we go on to our next person?
Well, Ursula was working on, has sent me a draft of an email that, we're working on to send out to the affiliates, and we feel like that needs to go out very soon.
I think that's, you don't have to say any more than that. I think that's really good, and that has to be done because they will wonder, naturally, and it is the other thing that's happening is that people do believe that it might be real, that at least by the date that FSRN is saying, that the program may have to cease production. And so they're really scrambling around right now, affiliates are, to try to find something else to use. So it's very imperative for them to get as much information as possible.
Right. And the other side of that is that two things disturbed me. One is that I knew this would happen the minute that this developed in the timing that it did, that some people think that because we have Al Jazeera available on the five stations at this point, or available to the five stations, that that has something to do with this, and it has nothing to do with it, both because that didn't cost us anything and that contract was signed actually 3 months ago. I think it's three, pretty close to that anyway, and it was worked on for almost 3 years, so it's not like the two are in any way tied together, but it concerns me that I've had some affiliates contact me and say, could we use this as a substitute if they go under? And I just cringe at the thought of anything like that happening, because it really gives the totally wrong appearance and spirit to it, yet I also realize they're desperate for news, and so from my end, I'm scrambling in every direction I can, although Ursula is, I think, at this point being much more effective than I am. While we were on this call tonight, I did think of one person that I might be able to call that might be able to work on also trying to find some funding. I guess that's all I have to say.
Okay. Dina, you're next.
Okay. Well, I'm responding to several people, and also part of this is redundancy, I guess. Teresa, you recommended some kind of a fundraiser, and I'm not disagreeing with it, that, of course, we don't have money to hire somebody. But it's not like hiring a service. Fundraising is about relationship building, and it's about the need for someone. It's not about the need for someone just to write the grant. It's about that person has to have made the necessary relationships and then write a grant. It just doesn't work on, oh, can anybody write the grant? Grants aren't, you know, they're a dime a dozen. The reason I asked to be online was I did want to recommend that something go out immediately to stem the flow of anxiety, just to tell them that you are working with free speech and, you know, assuaging as much as you can. I'm sure you're very good at that, Ursula and Arlene.
Well, something went out today already.
Ursula already sent one message out.
Well, we didn't get it on the affiliate task force, so...
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't send it there, but I did send it out. I didn't send it to GRC because I didn't see Nathan's letter on GRC, so it wasn't clear to me if he had actually sent it there. And so
yes, he had, you know. And all of this is on GRC. So
yeah, okay.
Really, you know,
a lot of
immediately
GRC
put on GRC.
Yeah, but to the affiliates, it went out.
Okay, but to the GRC list probably also. Another question I have is, because of what's happening and it's snowballing, is there a need to set a tentative emergency meeting for next week to both support you and see where we are with things and what we as an affiliate task force can do? Is that something that's going to be necessary or possible or something to think about before we hang up? And just to say, having worked with the affiliates a number of years, I'm sure we're all aware that they do pay contractually and feel that programming is, you know, a reason for being part of the affiliate. So not to receive it doesn't really matter what the internal workings of Pacifica are about. I mean, that's what Norm Stockwell is saying. They then have to decide what they have to do.
Mm-hmm.
So And the last point is there such a thing as getting a bridge loan just to get through this time period specifically for Free Speech Radio News?
I would say that that's not a possibility. Number one, they took out a bridge loan earlier this fall and literally were, well, I can't give any details on fall, but they did take out a bridge loan, and that's part of what needs to be paid. And to be perfectly honest, Pacifica doesn't have any credit at this point either.
Mm-hmm. We have Chandra on the stack, and I want to get her in before our call is over. Chandra?
Very quickly.
Can we talk about the emergency meeting?
Let Chandra get her comment in first, and then we'll try to wrap that up.
Very quickly, some fundraisers will work on commission. Is that something that Pacifica would consider?
That's really against the fundraising code, and I totally understand
that.
I personally have some mixed feelings about that whole thing. You faced that a lot, Jim, there, or maybe you haven't. I did at WMNF. I'm assuming it's come up again since you've been there, too, talking about it. And do you have anything to add to that?
It's a slippery slope, and you really have to vet the person properly, and it can be dangerous if you have to watch it as a non-commercial station if you put somebody on commission to get you grants or other kinds of funding. So
yeah, it's not looked on favorably in the nonprofit management world.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I also want to say that two things. One is that we don't really have time for any of that. We really have no time, and so we have to go back to movement mentality of just like we do it, you know. And the other thing is that Dina's right. This is about relationship, and you know, that's why I'm stepping forward to this, because I'm the person that has those. You know, I mean, that's my job, and so I think we just have to go with what we have right now. For the immediate crisis, once that's over, I think we can look at these options. But right now, we just have to go with what we have. We don't have time to do anything else. And
if I can add as a concluding point to get back to Dina's question about an emergency meeting, what I would suggest is that Ursula and I had already planned to talk tomorrow afternoon. And so we will talk, and then we will try to set up a meeting for us to continue this discussion.
Okay.
Remember, there's a PNB meeting on the 15th. I mean, 17th.
Yes, on a week from this Friday.
Right.
So we will not definitely do it. I don't usually want to have meetings on Friday anyway, but perhaps next Thursday we can do something. But we will. Ursula and I will talk tomorrow, and we'll have a better idea about some of our plans that we're trying to do, and then we will call a meeting at a time that we hope will work for a lot of people. So.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Sounds.
Well, we are at 10 o'clock, and Ursula must leave, so thank you, Arlene, for being on the call, and thank you, everybody, for being on the call.
Can I just say one last thing? Thank everybody for the work they've done this year, because we may not meet again this year.
True.
So I do believe that there should be some acknowledgments for the amount of work that we actually did accomplish this year. If nothing else, what we're presenting to the PNB next week. So,
Arlene, we passed a proposal for a new structure for the task force tonight.
Good. I got the email. I haven't obviously looked at it yet. And I would suggest that it would be great if we put something together before the January board meeting, in whatever form that board meeting takes, and acknowledge the work of the past year at that point, as well as at whatever turns out to be one of the last board meetings of the current board, because the January board meeting will not have all of the same board members there.
Exactly.
And let me express my thanks. I think many of you know how much of a commitment I do have to affiliates, even though I haven't been able to sit in on all your meetings, but I I thank all of you for the work, and I have, as Ursula knows, done some work behind the scenes to try to support it. And thank you all. You're a great group, and our affiliates are extremely poor, important part of this organization. I came in with the dream that we would, not by this point, but that sometime in my time here, we'd be ready to move into an expanded national news and whatever delivery, and this is just kind of like a slap in the face, not directly to me, but I'm just sick that it's happened. So thank you all.
Well, we have a large task ahead of us, which is to help save the network and also save the affiliates program. So task force needs to do what it can to make that happen. So.
Right, and if that's what it takes, then maybe the time now is to expand that news thing right now.
Exactly.
You know, in response to crisis. So.
So
we
must strengthen ourselves in whatever creative ways we can. So that's the motto. We will talk soon. Thank you very much. Good night.
Good night.
Okay.